Welcome to the Folktale Project. This is Dan Scholes. This week, we're doing three rather short tales. In fact, sometimes my comments about the stories may be longer than the stories themselves, but I find them fascinating, and we've had quite a few long and sometimes rambling stories lately, and this is a bit of a palate cleanser, if you will. And to cleanse our palates, we're going to go all the way back to Aesop with three stories from Aesop's Fables. This first one is really for my wife and daughter because somehow, somewhere along the line, my daughter's belly became a character. Has a family, children, wife. It's quite a thing. And it's adorable. This is The Belly and the Members. One fine day, it occurred to the members of the body that they were doing all the work and the belly was having all the food. So they held a meeting and, after a long discussion, decided to strike work till the belly consented to take its proper share of the work. So, for a day or two, the hands refused to take the food, the mouth refused to receive it, and the teeth had no work to do. But, after a day or two, the members began to find that they themselves were not in a very active condition. The hands could hardly move, and the mouth, it was all parched and dry, and the legs, they were unable to support the rest. So it was thus that they found that even the belly, in its dull, quiet way, was doing necessary work for the body, and that all must work together, or the body will go to pieces. And that is The Belly and its Members. Again, these are going to be short, they're going to be sweet, and yeah, they're going to be fun. Much like this one, where we discover that one's belly actually does some work, which it may, you know, may not be something that we need to learn now, but all these thoughts had an origin, didn't they? This is Dan Scholes with Folktale Project. Don't forget that you can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Overcast, anywhere you like to get your podcasts. You can follow us on Twitter at Folktale Project. You can find us on Auto Radio, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Spotify, anywhere you like to listen. And you can always head over to folktaleproject.com, where you'll find a new story waiting for you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. As always, thank you so much for listening.